You have koich for your simchas.
Okay. We started discussing yesterday whether ishtadlus is a chiyuv, it's a reshus, exactly what it is. It's lamaisa. There's no machlekas. It's a question, once again, we go back to Meshach's Chochma. It depends on the person, the situation, the times, a lot of different factors. Yeah, but there's two main mahalchim. The one is the Ramban. Really, you can track it back to the Tanoim already. The machlekas, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Shmuel. That's really where the shayish of this goes to. Well, obviously, it depends. We saw on the Madrega, on the person. We learned that at length. You remember about Refuah. This is where you and I got into the Rav Dessler. Then, if you remember, about whether you can go to a doctor, you shouldn't go to a doctor, you have to go to a doctor. The whole tumult there, the Ramban and the Rambam, Rav Dessler shows there's no machlekas. Ayom, you have to go to a doctor. It's a derisa. Let's even talk about it. Which is strange because today a lot of the doctors, it doesn't look like there has anything to do with the ishtadlus. They know less than you. What's a poshut? So you have to ask shalas. Okay. Then we saw the mice with Rabbi Sol Salanta, with the Katis Hagrala. You have to be real with your betochen. Chavos Avoba says that in a few places. If you're not real with your betochen, you don't have betochen. You sell a Katis Hagrala that's worth $1 million, and you sell it for $500,000, and you don't really believe you're going to win the ticket. Because if you believe, you don't part with that for anything under than $1 million, because it's worth $1 million. Okay. That's the Maisa. Everything there fits under the general umbrella of the Ramban. Let's go to the bottom of Kuf Tzadi Gimel and see what the Chavos Halavavos says. Shittas bal chayvus alavavus, the shittas yishonim nosofim hi ki shtadlus hi chayva. Ve'ein adam yoichel apotes atzmoy mimene, shekan ishtadlus hi shlichus miyuchedus ve'is Hashem yizbolach. The chayvus alavavus, he says, other yishonim, I don't know who he's referring to. I've seen this in the chayvus alavavus, that ishtadlus is a chiyuv. You can't potter yourself from it, although he does have there. Once he explains why you have to make ishtadlus, if none of those reasons apply to you, then you don't have to make ishtadlus. But those reasons apply to us. If there's anybody here that's transcended those reasons there, he doesn't mention and obviously he's not giving an exhaustive list of why we have to make ishtadlus. Himself explains there, but he gives a few reasons, but it's a chiyuv because it's a mission from Hashem that this is what you have to do. Amongst other things, there the Chovos Halavavos says that you're being mafasim shmoy shel Hakadosh Baruch in the world through your ishtadlus. It means it's somehow subsumed under the general category of kiddush Hashem. That's what ishtadlus is all about. Yudisha Isaac b'pardon also be'emuna be'yosha kol rei v'yudun ki ish emunahu. The person that does business, Alech, a businessman, Jewish businessman who runs his business with principles, lefi shulchan aruch. Everybody sees that this is an ish emunah. He does what he has to do. He makaims his chiyuv of ishtadlus, and he's also botach b'Hashem. He doesn't try and get his panasi in skew ways, like you mentioned yesterday, the grey areas. He also doesn't compromise spiritual principles in order to make money. It's not about the money, it's about what I'm supposed to do or not supposed to do. The outcomes are look a sure life. Yeah, but you know how much money you could make if you just, I don't make money, I make ishtadlus. Ishtadlus, I wouldn't put on non-kosher tefillin to make money. So why would you make non-kosher tefillin and ishtadlus to make money? Now that's where this person lives. The world all says about him. Many stories about Yidden who lived their lives like this. There were Makadosh Shem Shemayim. I knew a few. Some of the friends of Rochei Abal Beit Chiroshet Legazuz with Czechoslovakia. His grandfather had a factory in Czechoslovakia. He learned Torah the whole day. He also had Talmidim, he had yeshiva. Hasaf the ishto, he is shenales beit ha-choroshes. His wife ran the factory. V'kol yom hu-asaba nichnas, ha-yasaba nichnas l'meshech sha'a be'erech l'beit ha-choroshes, k'day l'sayir binu l'cheshponot. He would spend about an hour a day in the factory, helping with cheshponot, dealing with any problems, hu gam echriya libnei ha-pulot v'amushmoises shol beit ha-choroshes. They used to close the factory on Erev Shabbos at Chatzos. There was a cloud they had. They for sure wouldn't accept new orders after Chatzos. In other words, Chatzos is Zil. Shkia is at Chatzos. Someone who does malacha on Erev Shabbos, from mincha lemala, it's a discussion. Let's talk about you won't see siman brocha. So they were tosefes Erev Shabbos from Chatzos. When Erev Shabbos echad, nacha Chatzos. One of their regular customers came after Chatzos, and he wanted to order. He used to come once or twice a year. Used to order a big amount of schoira, enough to last him for a year or half a year. And obviously, it was a highly profitable customer, this. And he wanted to order it with a big order. Hashem doesn't test you with a $20 deal. You know, if Hashem's going to test you, you're going to get, it's going to be a big order. She didn't know what to do. They had a lot of chayvus or whatever, and this could have put them, you know, mamash in the driving seat. Derech HaMelech. What are you going to do? The minag is not to do business of the chatzos. Not because it's osa, not because it's leflei mincha. Not osa. Well, that's we don't work on Erev Shabbos of the chatzos. Kiven shelo yada malasot pantel saba. Vityatzti mo, she know what to do. Clever wife, so she went to Saba. Well, Saba, what are we going to do? She was a chad mashmiu ta'isa lo. Aim lairich hazmanot b'shum pani b'laifu. Be'erev Shabbos achatzois lo osim shum asakim. Hasavte nista l'rachechet hamadose. She wasn't going to just accept it. She understood. She ran the factory. She knew what the chayvus were. She knew what the financial situation was. And we're not asking you to be over in Issa Daraisa. It's not Shabbos. And this is not even the Gemara. This is before Mincha. So, she was explaining the reality. That's what everybody always says. Hashem sent this gift to us. Hashem said, well, I shouldn't look into that. For sure Hashem sent this to me. How can you turn a gift toss in the mouth? You know, whatever, how did they say it? Hashem sent it. Don't look a gift toss in the mouth, you know. Someone wants to give you a present, you don't say, no, she wants to give us a... And then they cut, noichel gam ligmol chesed in brois, k'dar kenim az, for sure, the eights are always that one. And then we can do lots of chesed, we give tzedakah. Of course, you have to... You're telling me to throw that present away that Hashem is giving us? Answer the Saba, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitze, lo yitochen she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu chlik lishloch li et ha-panos hazu dafka b'Erev Shabbos achar Chatzos. If this was Hashem, he wouldn't send it to me Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Ze lo Hashem.
had this discussion with somebody yesterday. He's not dating. He's decided he's not going to date. He's going to wait 6 months. He feels he needs to prepare himself. Now, I can guarantee you this almost, not 100%, but 90% of the times, after you make that decision, you're going to get a call from a shatchan. I promise you. I've seen it so many times, I don't even get be spoiled by it anymore. So he got a call from the shatchan with the hotel. He asked me what I thought. I said, it's a maisa sotten. It's a maisa sotten. You've decided you're not dating. Yeah? You decided you're not dating. You're taking 6 months out. There's things you need to do before you're ready to start dating. So why is Hashem sending you a shidduch? Hashem doesn't play games. So who's sending you the shidduch? The sotten. He wants to distract you. He wants you to confuse him. Boshut.
Why you want to wait? Perhaps it's a good...
Excellent. Yes. If you haven't made the decision, yes. The decision was made with Das Torah, that's the right thing to do. That was the right thing to do. We went into all the mitunim. It was decided, Charles was, wait 6 months to prepare yourself. Because if you get married now, if you go dating now, you'll end up not marrying what you really want because you don't know what marriage is. It's important to... Mivin Ktzat Mazi. He knows nothing about Hashkofas of Torah marriage. So well, he's not ready. Now Hashem sends you a shidduch. Why would he send you a shidduch now? Why would he send you your wife now? When you decided I'm not dating. I was like, kulu, my sister, Porsche, the same year. The same year.
The problem is here. It's, we have chobot. We have to run process also, mitzvah to give back the money to people.
But you're missing one point here. Yeah. The ishtadlus is not going to change your financial situation. You're thinking that the ishtadlus is what makes the panos. Nachon, v'asabe yodaya, let's go a bit weiter. Nachon, that's exactly the nakuda. If you think that what you're doing is making the panosa,
I don't think I have the opportunity to reverse. Why not?
Because Hashem doesn't want you to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, chuvuzu shenayva me'omek halev b'tayis b'tchoyna amiti b'kodesh baruch hu. This answer that comes from the bottom of his heart is an expression of the genuine betochen that he has. Shua mefanes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo ha-mescha v'yishtadlis hashkob. He knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him panosah. And even if he'll do this deal, if Hashem wants him to carry on having chayvus, he'll have chayvus also. And if Hashem wants him to be matzliach and get the money, he'll get the money without breaking his principles. Yeshli ikronot. I don't change my spiritual principles for money because what I'm doing doesn't make the money. It's a lo yochol liyot, lo yochol lazor. If Hashem wants me to make ishtadus, I might make ishtadus in a way that's my team with my tarantim ishtadus. It doesn't fit with my... He had a factory. He worked. He had a factory. They were. He said, "You have to make ishtadus. That's the chaimus of the bonus. You have to make ishtadus." But the goal of the ishtadus is not the panos. The goal of the ishtadus is the kiddush Hashem. Is how tight will you be on your principles? A lot for sure.
Yeah.
We're talking about big people here. But we do it all the time in little areas, and I've been talking about that a long time. We might not be ready to do the big things, but on a little level, we're doing it all the time as well. Look at your own life. You've had plenty of nishonos where you said, no, I'm not doing that because they're lo bishvili. Not every deal that comes across your table, you do. Some of them are not appropriate, so you don't do it. Panosah sheli hu adayger shel Hashem yisborach. My panosah is Hashem's worry, not mine. That's what the Sabbath said. Alay mutar rak lahachin es hakli lekabolas hapanosah. I have to prepare the vessel that can receive the panosah. It's also not so poshut, but there is a shittilach. That the ishtadlus is making the kli. That is that all the ishtadlus doesn't do anything. It's not making kli. Because what you said yesterday, if you don't do these studies, you won't get the panos because you didn't make the kli. Okay, we'll see the different. When we keep in shazmonas aschayra inu ele kli lebirkas hakadosh baruch hu, the getting an order and selling schayri in the factory is just a kli that can receive birkas Hashem. Hareshiz manche brocha zu'enu muftacha, at a time when the brocha is not guaranteed. Because that time we've dedicated to Shabbos. Any rights, There's a gilu of my imun in a Kodesh Baruch Hu that impacted on his children, his grandchildren, all the way down, Doris Doris, to speak to his great grandchildren today. They tell you this maisa impacts on them. If he never was making shtadlis, if he didn't have to make shtadlis, this gilu of imuna, this gilu of his own imuna, this enormous level, ruchnistic level that he attained, he would never have achieved. You don't achieve that when you're not making shtadlis. Shuvdesa says you have to take it to break it. You have to make the shtadlis to realize and to megala for yourself and for the world. Shtadlis lo se klum. There's levels we've seen of this. So sometimes making the ishtadlis can make you think the ishtadlis are doing something. Then you have to make less ishtadlis. When you're on a very high level of a token, you can make the ishtadlis fully, full-fledged, and you're being with Gaza, look, Kashua alive. That's a big gilu of Hashem. That's Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech pursues his enemies, overtakes them, kills them, and Hashem says, Ani Oisak Kain. When you watch that video, you don't see Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech's ishtadlis is Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a bit counterintuitive sometimes. A person who's got very weak betochen, so sometimes he has to make a lot of ishtadlis. These ishtadlis doesn't do anything. There's a danger there, though. He might start believing in the ishtadlis. Then he has to do no ishtadlis and see that. We said we'll discuss how you know how much ishtadlis to make when you get there. Now we're just talking about the ikka. Yes, ishtadlis, no ishtadlis. Yeah, the ishtadlis was his damnut for kiddush Hashem. Now, we don't know what happened then. We don't know the end of the story.
That's the point.
You know, we don't know what the end of the story was. Did the guy come back and watch the Shabbos? And I don't know what happened. Maybe he didn't get the money. Did they pay the chovers? They didn't pay the chovers. Roman Yenoti, Zelo Asipu. The Sipu is, I have principles and my principles are not negotiable for Panos. I'll give you an example. So, my sister, how are you in my life?
I agree.
What caught you? You're right. Yeah. The Siba that that was his Ruchnichtiga principle. It was his Ruchnichtiga principle. And he wasn't budging because he was Daesh is a local shul. I had a grandfather's old, my mother's father, he had a jewelry business. And also, you know, struggled to make a living, pay the rent, whatever. But he had the Amiga Watch Agency. There were three people in all of South Africa that had the Amiga Watch Agency. In those days, it was a big cover, it was a Koshuga thing, it wasn't so possible to get the Amiga Watch Agency. Amiga had a plow with all their soichrim that they could only give a 5% discount. They didn't want price wars and cheapening the product. So you could only give a 5% discount. The one day a guy came into the shop and he bought one of these pilot's watches. We used to keep one or two in stock. They were very expensive. We didn't sell that many, sold one or two a year. It wasn't a regular event. And this guy bought it and he wanted it. And the profit on this deal was like 2 months' rent. It wasn't a $20 deal because Hashem doesn't test you with $20 deals. So he gave him the price and he worked out the discount. I can't remember the exact numbers, I'm just telling you now. But it came to, let's say, it was 653 rand and 25 cents. So the guy said, I'll give you 600. He said, 653 and 39 cents. So I said, all right, 652. He said, no, 652 and 39 cents. Because more than 39 cents is more than 5%. And I have an agreement, a verbal agreement with Amiga that I don't give more than 5%. And giving you that 39 cents is more than 5%. And the boy worked out. Now, that's an amazing story. But I'll tell you what was more amazing as a five-year-old, six-year-old standing there watching the event. I didn't realize it then. Years later, I understood. What was amazing about that event was that it wasn't in Israel. He was he was being challenged. It wasn't like, yeah, maybe the city, and maybe, yeah, don't be stupid. My grandmother was sitting there, there was smoke coming out of her ears. She was coughing. She was so upset with him. I said, I gave my word, what do you want me to do? Oh, that's a posh Yidden. That's how they live. My word is my word. I don't break my word. They're all finished. But 39 cents, 39 cents is more than 5%. It wasn't any sign. He wasn't sweating. He wasn't struggling. He knew that that's what the guy was going to pay, or he wasn't getting the watch. I'm a long way from there, Rabbi. Long way. Long, long way from there. But that mice impacted. That mice was a mice of Kiddush Hashem. It impacted on us, the kids. My kids know the story. It does something.
Amazing story.
It's a nutty story. It's crazy.
Just hold it.
No. Not because of Torah. There's no Torah involved. Api Alocha was from 100% mutter. He wasn't going to Shulchan Aruch to decide what to do. My word is my bond. They will finish.
Finished.
He's going to take a rand out of his pocket and give it to me. He once told me there's not enough money in the world that's worth getting upset about. That's it. And he saw lots of broch in his life. Oh, Hashem. Anyway, I don't know what the end of the story is. I don't know if the story is happy in the head, in their face. I don't know what the end of the story is. I can't remember if he gives us the end of the story or whatever. See if Professor Kron wants to put the story in his book and find out what the end of it is. So what's the takeaway from that? But it's good. It's good that you're finding resistance to this incompetence. That's good, because that's where your nekuda of your nisayon. Would you mechallel Shabbos for $10,000? No, it's not even a question. Of course not. So there you know, that's not your point of
nisayon. $10 million?
$100 million? I'm saying, and what about being mechallel Shabbos, well, the rice or whatever? We're talking about a little mukta or whatever. No, we'll see. You have to find your nekuda of where your struggle is. Erev Shabbos before Mincha, there's nothing wrong. That's what's in nisayon. If already the Torah tells you do this, you're not going to see Simon Brocha. Okay, so you don't do the deal. There ain't Simon Brocha. But you before Mincha, so you all see Simon Brocha. It's just, you have a cloud. Yeah, in my world, we don't do that. Why not? Because it's not going to change my panos. Ishtadlis is a very special mission that is placed upon a person. Shlichas ha-mechemesoyso litamet linhoi b'mokum avadoysa k'roi. It's a mission that forces him or demands from him that where he's working, he conducts himself k'roi and he's b'kadosh shem shemayim b'rabbi. Hishtadlus hi matara b'fnei atzmo. Hishtadlus is a goal in and of itself. It's not a means to an end. It's a means in and of itself. Ve'ein lo kesher yashir, doesn't have a direct kesher, lasogas ha'panosim. Not directly connected to your panosa. Nimtzim kai comes out. Kasha ein la adam matara v'ishtadlus musuyemes. Comes out for therefore the Chavis Lavava says this. If there's no goal for this ishtadlus, kagon shu adam tzadik, he's a tzadik. V'mufasim esemunu b'shem al yedaya mole b'toyre v'dalad amoysof. He's makadosh shem shemayim, sitting and learning, and he dalad amos. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, let's say, for example. Reb Chaim was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in every corner of the world. He never gave a public shiur. He never had a yeshiva. He never had an official position. He sat and learned. He was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim all over the world. He must have did make ishtadlus. Because today, everybody makes ishtadlus, But we don't know the stories about how he mechanes his house or whatever. Mestama, he made some ishtadlus. Don't know what. But b'mikrazeh Hashem yazmin lo ispanosa. But there are chakeres. Hashem will bring him his panosa. Not looking like it comes through that ishtadlus because he's already being mekadosh Hashem Shemayim. Maybe some of us says that. Person who's passed all these tests and he's got to a level where these are not issues for him, he doesn't have to make ishtadlus anymore. He's achieving the goal that normally ishtadlus does. He's achieving it through his avodas hakodesh. They don't have to make ishtadlus. Today, everybody has to make ishtadlus. Don't even think you fit into this category. You're dreaming if you fit into this category. They say the last two people who fitted into this category was the Chazon Ish and the Leshem. Chazon Ish and the Leshem lived on a darga where if there was no bread, there was no bread. And they carried on, their life didn't change. If Rabbi Levin didn't bring the Leshem Chalas for Shabbos, he didn't have Chalas for Shabbos. Well, I said, Klum, Chazon Ish as well. Chazon Ish said, I don't even know if I need to eat or not. My wife gives me food, I eat, because I know that I need to eat, but if she gives me food, I wouldn't know when to eat. I don't feel any hunger pain. So he doesn't have to make ishtadlus, he stays. But the rest of us have to make ishtadlus. Let's tell it. He used to get his meal every day from a certain person in town. He used to bring him his meal. The kol boker b'tarem mukshalo arucha. Nosir abzusha tefila l'Hashem. Every morning before he wanted to eat, he would turn his head to Hashem and he'd say, Rabbeinu shalayla, zusha ra'e. I'm hungry. V'amnan miyad v'ayisa shah, hachnisu lo yisa ruchosu. He would give him the food. Boker echad, shama mitivoy, es tefilosu shal abzusha, v'itrayim b'liboy. He heard the tefillah of Rav Moshe. He was like a bit upset. What are you talking about? But do I put in Hashem? Who lo yodesha? And he maybe lo yisaru chosu. You don't know I'm bringing him food every day. So what's he doing? What's he going to do with Hashem? Then Cain, I live nishmat alai. He should come to me and say, yet, please will you bring me breakfast? I'm the one that brings him food every day. Ma'am, is it for sure? Hechlit ois Adam, lo lehevi Rav Moshe sa oichel bo yisiyoy. And look, my yechala. He decided, tomorrow when Rav Moshe says, Hashem ani raev, I'm not coming in with a claim. Let's see what happens. Then you realize it's me that's giving him the food. The Macharas Hishkimu Bo, Vinay Shomay Subzu Shoyim, Bo Yisro Shabu, the same as every day. The Bo Yisro Shalom Zushu Raev. And he's not going in. Le Peter, Le Acha Kamar Ragaim, Adelet Niftachat, Umagish Amos, Puchnas El Tzadik. A big tray laden with food gets delivered to the Tzadik. Kishtoy Mamesh. He asked the Gabbai, who brought all this food in for Zusha, the Tzaddik? On the law of Gabbai, Adam Zah, Hevi Le Arucha Zuha for Rav Zusha. Unless some strange God came in and gave me the food for Rav Zusha. Halo Sipa Ki Be'egiyah Le'ir, who pogged Rav Zusha, Vapilu B'derech Hatzala Le'toch HaBot. He said when he arrived in town, he's from out of town, he didn't know who Rav Zusha was, and he bumped into me, he knocked him into the bot. He thought he's a non-impossible. He shouldn't have done that to non-impossible either. He didn't realize who he did it to. When they told him who he was knocking around, he decided to give him a nice deal to apologize for what he did. This guy understood you're just a shliach to give Rav Zusha food. If you don't give Rav Zusha food, have a shluch in Lamachim. Hashem will find other ways to get Rav Zusha food. It's not kosher to you. Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Rav Zusha mazon b'derech acheres. Oysar ha-michlit l'shuv l'evi l'fnei tzadik eser uchosi b'day yom kifi sh'noik azeh. And he decided to go back to giving him food. Hu Hashem anu. Mi shemafames Hashem ba'olam bedrochim acheres lomut l'avishtaru l'inyan panosa. You want to be mekadesh shem shemayim. Otherwise, you don't have to be involved in panosa. Or palm today. That's not. You have to ask a shali if you want to do this. Probably not. Anoshim kadesh elyon k'reb zusha. Hayim mesharim beetsim etziyosim kedusha b'kol malkom va'amnan. Akachonu chazal kol makabel avol teira ma'avirin mimenu al malchus v'al derech eretz. We continue the lot here. It's a lot here, not for shoot, but we have to understand the Yisoidus first. Then we'll start applying it to us.